Smile. 90.4 FM.
Mel, good morning.
Hi. Emotionally,
how are you doing?
I think I am going to have a moment when I get home. I think I just needed to be strong for him and everything else happening, because if he had to see me go, he definitely would have probably been a bit worse off than what he was.
So you know him best. You know little Ilya's best. Was he okay this morning? Was he emotional? Because Lindy said she might have spotted a tear or two.
Yeah, no, he definitely was overwhelmed. I think he's not a boy that really likes change. So the whole uniform, yesterday when I put the uniform on, he already started with the tears. And I asked him what's the problem. And it was the clothes, first of all, that's the problem. He does not like that because he wore whatever he wanted to just last year. So he don't understand. So that in itself was already a problem. Yeah. And then obviously everything and the morning and the weather, and it was just a combination of things. But I can tell you, the car won him over. I know how it looked from the outside, but I'm going to hear how he really felt when he gets home this afternoon. He was chuffed as can be.
And what is your plan for the rest of today, Mel? I mean, you got two of them, they're all at school now. The first time they're back at school in weeks and weeks and weeks, it feels like months. What are you doing with the rest of today?
I think I'm going to have myself a nice cup of tea, and then I'm going to maybe have a nap, I think. I've been a bit much, really. So I just feel like I'm going to just take it easy. Have it the day off today, so I think I'm just going to sit back and just relax and wait for all the news to come, because it's going to be flooding back.
Dad's on the line as well. A Ferrari California bright red. Wouldn't you have loved to be taken to your first day of school in that, Ibrahim?
Yes, I'm green with envy, as I'm standing there right now. So definitely would have loved to have taken a ride or the drive in that car. Would have been fantastic.
Did you at least get to sit in it?
No, it was a bit chaotic from my side, because I had to do some background managing on this. We had the other small ones too. So yeah, it was a nice experience for you. I'm very happy for him on that in that regard.
You got two little men in your life. He's one of them. He's the littlest of them all. I mean, from what you saw, from what you observed this morning, how did he feel about the whole experience, all of it, the whole thing together, the gifts for the classmates, the car, the first day, the teacher, all of it? How did he feel?
Well, the thing is, he shows that he was a bit overwhelmed on the side. Like, he was, a lot to take in. But that quickly changed. I mean, within an hour, he was smiles and, all happy on his side.
Mom says she's going to spend the morning having a cup of tea and a nap. What's your plans?
Yeah, that means that I'm going to have to watch the babies.
I thought you were going to squeeze in a nap right next to her.
No, we're going to take turns. We have to sleep in parts here.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9. 6 tot 9. Big Bobby and Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.